All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Utah coach Kyle Whittingham. The Utes are home hosting California on Saturday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Daniel Usman, U.S. Today.
Kyle, how are you doing?
Doing good. Doing well, thank you.
I feel like last year at this time, maybe on this call, we talked a lot about your desire to have one quarterback step up, if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
I wondered if from that experience, if you took anything away from it or learned anything about sort of managing quarterbacks in your program.
No, not really. Just was anxious for someone to step forward, and Travis has done just that this year. You know, I don't think there's anything we could have done differently last year. We're waiting for one of them to step up and take charge, and didn't seem to happen. Ended up by an injury settling the situation last year, but this year has been completely different. Where Travis has been outstanding, and right now he leads the nation in quarterback rating, and couldn't ask anything more out of him than what he's given us this year. And so, and that's been obviously a huge part of our success early is the quarterback play. And if he can continue to play at that level, then we're going to have a chance every week.
Is there anything you can do as a coach or a staff to sort of cement or fortify your sort of quarterback succession plan in college football these days?
No, it's all performance-based. I mean, you know, you go out and perform, and if you perform well, then that'll cement your position. And you know, I don't think there's anything that you can do as a coach other than give your guys opportunity, you know, and let the best man win. I mean, it's competition. That's what every position is the same. It's a competitive situation, and you got to give the guys opportunities to show their stuff, and then whoever steps up and gets it is the guy you go with.
Thank you.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hey, Coach. You already talked about Travis a little bit, but what kind of year is Booker having? His numbers look similar to the last year, but his yards per carry are a little down. What can you kind of talk about him a little bit?
Yeah, well, we think he's having a very good year so far, and the numbers are down a little bit as far as the yards per carry, and I think that's due to early on in the season. I mean, well, we're still early, but in the first couple games, our offensive line was not as efficient as it needed to be. We weren't blocking things up as well as we needed to, but Devontae is still the focal point of the offense. I mean, and he can do so many things. You know, we've talked about it before, his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, and he's done a really, really nice job with that. And even though he's not getting as many yards per carry yet as he did last year, you know, he's still carrying a big workload and doing really good things for us.
And I understand Dimick, however you say it, is going to be back this week. What did you miss when he wasn't there, and what does he bring to there?
What he brings is he's a tough physical player. He's a blue-collar guy. He's got a great motor. Plays hard every snap. He's talented as well. I mean, he had 10.5 sacks last year for us. So what we missed was just the sheer production that he gives us off the edge. But in spite of saying that, with the guys that stepped in for him did a great job. Namely, Kylie Fitz. He came in and played outstanding, and really we didn't miss much of a beat. I mean, he did some really good things, and you know, it's great to have Hunter back, but we're blessed to have about 8 or 9 defensive linemen that we think are really good, and we can just rotate them through there. And when one of them gets dinged up, you know, it's next man up mentality, and the next guy steps in and is expected to get it done.
Thank you.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Andy Farrillo, Sacramento Bee.
Hi, Coach. How responsible do you think Devontae is for some of the success that the quarterback has had?
A great deal. I mean, when teams load the box up against us like they do and really focus on taking him away in the run game, that loosens things up for Travis. And so it works hand in hand. And then, in turn, when Travis has the success he's having, and if he continues to throw the ball like he's been the last couple weeks, then – you know, that'll just help Devontae out. So it's it's something that it's kind of like pass defense. You know, the pass rush helps out the coverage, and if you cover, then the pass rush has a chance to show up. I mean, it works in conjunction with each other, and I think that's why we're able to be much more efficient and productive this year. We're finally getting the throwing game going, and not allowing teams just to sit there and load the box up and bring the safeties down and try to take the run away.
Coach, also, it seems like the stage, you know, you've already played Oregon, you've played Michigan, those are huge games, but, you know, each week it seems like the stage gets bigger, that there's more attention focused on you guys. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, when you win a few games, that's going to happen, and we had a couple nice wins this year, and that's just the nature of things, I guess. And as there become less and less teams that haven't lost, you know, the attention seems to divert to those teams that are still unbeaten. And right now, we're fortunate to be in that situation. Now, it's really early, and we got a ton of football left, and just a gauntlet of Pac-12 games coming up, and so. It's we don't think we've arrived or got all the answers. We have to be, you know, ready to play our best this week to have a chance against a really good Cal Berkeley team.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Steve Mims, Register Guard.
Coach, as the attention comes along and you guys move up in the polls, do you have a talk with your team or kind of sit down and reassess and tell them, you know, kind of all the attention that's coming from the outside and maybe some of the goals have been increased a little bit as you guys have gotten off to the start?
Well, we haven't changed any of our goals, but we certainly have talked about being able to block out the noise and not let it become a distraction and continue to prepare and do the things that have enabled us to get to this point. And so we're that's constant, just from the coaches to the players of reminders and letting them know how we need to operate and what needs to happen. And we've got great senior leadership on this team, and there's not a lot we have to say as coaches because they understand and they're doing a very good job, you know, on their own of keeping things pretty grounded.
The bye week coming a good time for you? I mean, coming off obviously a big win over Oregon, and then you got another top 25 team coming up, or would you rather been able to keep going with the start you guys are off to?
Yeah, I think I don't know, you know, what the – consensus would be among coaches, but I would prefer to never have a bye. Just start playing and just keep going. And I think that's, you know, it's not going to happen because of the TV and, you know, lengthening the season out a week or whatever, you know, all the factors that go into it. But if you have to have a bye, then I think this one came at a pretty good time because it's right about mid-season when you look at our first four games plus the fall camp that we went through prior to that, which is about 3.5 weeks. So we're right about the midpoint, and it allowed our guys to take a little break and take a breath and get healed up and get ready for this last 8-week push because we got 8 consecutive Saturdays, and so it's going to be a grind.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line, Leisure Report.
Hi. Is there a different feel as far as the having a season like this when you're in the Pac-12 versus having it when you weren't in the Pac-12? I mean, possibly because there's a higher ceiling, a real shot at a national title?
I guess there could be a little bit of a different feel to it, but we've been through this here a couple times before in 2004 and 2008, the wins, you know, no matter what league you're in, are just as satisfying, and the challenges, you know, it's all relative, I guess, but you know, the bottom line is, we've had a good start, and that's all it is a good start. We've got a lot of challenges ahead, but our guys have got the right mentality and the right attitude right now, and we don't talk about possibilities or what's out there. You know, if these guys aren't dumb. I mean, they understand what can happen if you continue to play well, but I think we've done a good job as a team of just being focused on the task at hand and not seeing the big picture right now, just staying tunnel vision, I guess you could say, on the next opponent.
In those previous years, did you sell being the underdog much, and are you still able to do that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've been playing with a chip on our shoulder for a lot of years, and we still have that mentality to a certain extent, and I think it helps our guys. I mean, that's something that we seem to excel when we have that mentality.
One more thing, I'm looking at your roster and seeing a lot of players from Utah. Is there a lot of speed to recruit in that state, or a lot of? I mean, how good is the talent?
Well, it certainly has improved since I've been at Utah. And I've been here forever. You know, I've been here 20 years, and I can tell you right now that the amount of signees. When I first got here, I think there was 4, 5, 6 Division I signees a year in the state, and it's progressed to the point where we're 30 plus. And so the state has definitely gotten more talent rich, and the coaching has gotten a lot better in the state. And so it's our starting point. You know, we don't want to miss guys in state. Now, we're not going to sign every guy we go after. We want to make sure that we don't misevaluate or overlook a kid in state. We want first attention, our first priority.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, perfect. That'll do it for you today, Kyle. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it, Dave. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you.